We continue on with our Horton Locker Room chat here tonight on KNZA. It's the final one of the 2022-2023 basketball season, and we're joined now by Chargers boys basketball coach. That is David Losey. It is presented by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Coach, we appreciate the time all year and one more time with us this week. And, you know, we'll dive into Substate and how it looks and shapes up for next week. But final week of the regular season here, Tuesday night, a loss to the league champs in Morehill Mounts Academy, a 52-42 Ravens win. Just take us back to that one on Tuesday and just a takeaway or two from that one.
Yeah, that, you know, kind of similar to the first game. We played well. You know, we're right there at halftime and you know, didn't quite get away from us like the first time. We were right there within striking distance. They, you know, got some experience. I think that's maybe where they're, you know, a little separated from the rest of the conference, maybe, is they've got three or four seniors there that are playing, and they do a good job. It's they give them a lot of credit. We struggled shooting. We shot about 31% from the field, which is about 15-18% less than what we've been shooting during that streak. And you got to give them a little bit of credit for their defense, but also we did miss some shots. And hopefully those will start falling Friday again with our last regular season game and on into Substate.
Yeah, Oskaloosa, the opponent, to wrap things up on Friday. Won't spend too much time there. You did beat Oski earlier in the season. Again, you'll get them one more time before Substate next week. I just want to get a general thought on the season as a whole. Again, you got one more regular season game, but this is our last time that we're speaking here on these locker room chats. And 11 wins overall, 10 wins in the league, with still potentially one more to go before Substate. How do you think this season played out as a whole, with still more to go, obviously? But again, just how did it play out for you, and just a few takeaways from the season as a whole?
Well, I think that going into the season, of course, you know, you set some goals and whatnot, and winning double-digit games was one of them, I think, that the kids looked at. But as the season progressed, you know, our attitudes have kind of changed a little bit. We've had some wins that weren't the greatest wins, as far as we didn't feel like we played well. And in years past, I know I was here a few years as an assistant. You know, if you played well but got beat by 6 or 8, you felt good. And just now, if you're winning by 6, 8, 10 points, but we didn't feel like we played well. So it's kind of a change in attitude, I think, by the kids more than me. You know, they'll come to me and say, gosh, I just didn't feel real good. But guys, you got to win, you know, and that's what's important. But anyway, it's one of those that the season, yeah, we've had a little bit of success, 11-8, but I think they're hungry for more. And I hope we can put together, you know, four more games this week and next. And the kids are excited, and they're looking forward to playing teams again that we played, you know, split with a couple. We did lose one there to Riverside, and they're kind of looking forward to if they meet them later on. I don't know for sure when that would be, but, you know, we've got to take it one at a time. We've got, you know, we've talked about the brackets and how several teams can win, and Jackson Heights, that's who we have in the first round. They're playing well, and we're going to have to play really well in order to get them a third time.
Yeah, and you mentioned it right there. Just went right into the next point, which was the Substate bracket, which for the most part pretty much set. You guys are locked into the 2 seed, which means a home game in the opening round. And Jackson Heights, as you mentioned, will be the opponent. Very familiar. You saw them on Valentine's Day, and you won that one by 12. Obviously, it's tough to beat a team 3 times. And as you mentioned, they're playing much better basketball. They've won back-to-back games going into their season finale on Friday. What's going to be the biggest challenge, you know, when you see them next week for a third time?
I think probably the biggest challenge is understanding how close those games were that we played with them before. Of course, the one at their place early in the season was only a 2-point game, but even though it ended up a 12-point spread at our place, that was still a very tight game. Our kids have got to stay focused in that first night, Monday night, of course, later on. But, you know, their coach got them playing really well. They play hard. They play good defense, solid defense, and they're running their offense, you know, quickly. They're doing things fast. So it's going to be a challenge for us, and we got to keep their shooters in check and hopefully, you know, take care of rebounding on the boards. So it's nice to have a team, I think, that has played you close, because then you stay focused in. So I hope that's what we do and come out in a good way Monday night.
There it is. Horton boys basketball coach David Losey, brought to you by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. They'll have one more regular season game on Friday against Oskaloosa, but Substate pretty much set in stone for next week. Chargers, the 2 seed in their Horton sub-states, and they'll get Jackson Heights in that opening round early next week with Jefferson County North, the top seed in that bracket. Coach, we appreciate it all season long. Thanks again for the time each and every week. Good luck here in sub-state the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you down the road. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Brandon. Thanks for everything you did this year. Appreciate it.